I think there are reasons for this engagement that people have with sexuality, and I don't think it's all perverse. It is a time in our lives when we are actually paying attention to something fully. It represents a time when we can relax and abandon ourselves to the pleasures of the body, and not just the pleasures of orgasm, but the pleasures of the touch of another. It's a moment in life when we can experience intimacy in a culture where relationships, genuine relationships, let alone intimacy, are more or less a very rare thing. And sexuality is also an arena of life where we are called upon to abandon ourselves. And when we abandon ourselves, when we abandon our preoccupation with our safety, with our ambitions, with our projects, in the moment of orgasm, we experience some kind of fuller state of being, and we experience a kind of contentment. Now, the interesting thing is that those experiences that I'm talking about, of paying attention, of feeling the pleasure of physical life, of intimacy with another, of abandoning ourselves to an arena, and that's one reason why we're so fixated on them, those experiences are not things that are purely confined within that area. They are actually aspects of who we are as human beings, and moreover, they're aspects of our deeper selves. In the sexual arena, we experience dimensions of openness, intimacy, and intensity that are extremely fulfilling. I think one of the major reasons that people are interested in Tantra is that it speaks to them, even though perhaps they don't realize it, of a quality and a kind of life that very much draws them and attracts them. And their need for a fuller human existence is reflected back to them from this tantric tradition that they hear about and read about. So strangely enough, even though we have a morbid fascination with sex, an obsessive fascination in this culture, and even though in many cases it takes on very perverse and perverted and pathological aspects many times, I think underneath those bizarre manifestations is a very real human longing, and a very legitimate and genuine human longing for a fuller state of being. So coming back to the issue of Tantra, people are attracted to Tantra often because of the overt sexual symbolism that they see in the iconography, and because they hear that it involves sex. And I think that in some very legitimate and good sense, this tradition is calling to people and expressing something that they feel at a very deep level they need and they want for their lives in order to be fulfilled. So for that reason, it seems to me that even though this particular program is going to be on the bookshelves alongside Tantric Sex and Enhance Your Sex Life and Make Yourself a Better Sex Partner and so on, I'm not sure that's a problem. I think it may be finding a gap within the human, modern, contemporary mentality that is a good one and one that we need to respect. So for these reasons, it seems to me worthwhile for us to go forward in this program and to look at Tantra, including the sexual and relational aspects, which are a very important part of this tradition, and see what we can find in them.